WABC on 77. And guess what? We've got them with us. Boy, so many great records, so many great songs. What a great career. And I've never talked to them before, but what a thrill this is, because they're both on the line right now. The Captain and Tennille, how are you?
Oh, Mark, we are just great. Well, absolutely. We're sitting here looking at swaying palm trees and blue skies. So.
Oh, my God. Where are you right now?
We're in La Quinta, California, which is near Palm Desert.
I love that. I play golf out there a lot.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Then you know.
Yeah.
know what we're looking at right now.
Well, that's Tony Tennille. We have the captain with us, Daryl Dragon. Are you there?
Uh-huh.
Now, you're still the captain. When were you going to get promoted? Admiral by now.
Well, my father grabbed Admiral many years ago, so I don't know where I can.
Oh.
I should think of that. I should move up a little bit.
I think it's time.
Or else Tony could be upgraded. It could be Tennille in the cabin for the next 30
years. There you go. I like that.
There you go. You know, a lot of people thought it should have been Lewis and Martin.
Yeah, right.
So, hey, and you said your father was a great arranger and producer. You followed in his footsteps, obviously.
Yeah, he thought I'd get over the Fats Domino kick that I was on, because he was more classical, and although I went to school and studied classical music. School, I just tended to go into the pop direction. Still there.
Well, now that I know they call it oldies, but the Captain and Tennille's music—it's now classical music. It's American classical music.
That's kind of interesting that you would say that, but I guess it's true.
It is,
in a way.
Actually, there is a classical feel in the Christmas album we just did, so maybe I am. Sort of going back to that.
Yeah,
now you two are very busy, up to all sorts of projects we'll talk about.
Yeah.
Well, let me just go back to the stuff that we've been playing the last few weeks. Now,
great.
First of all, Tony Tennille, you wrote one of my favorite songs ever, The Way That I Want to Touch You.
Yes, and actually, The Way I Want to Touch You was the first, that was the song that actually got us our record deal. It was a local hit in L.A. on a little independent label. And that was the one that, because of that song, we were able to choose, you know, between five major labels at the time, and we chose A&M, mainly because they were going to let us produce our album ourselves. The others wanted us to use staff producers. But, Jerry Moss and Herb Alpert were pretty cool then, and they said, yeah, go ahead, and if you're not successful out of the box, then we'll talk about a producer.
Yeah, now, for a lot of people who don't know, of course, Herb Alpert, the Tijuana Brass, but he created with his partner A&M Records, and they became major figures in the record industry.
Well, and when Daryl and I signed with them, the Carpenters were one of their big artists there.
Yeah. Hey, but back then it was all these families, you know, like the Osmonds, the Jacksons, the Carpenters. But you were the first big husband and wife team, I think.
I think so. I mean, now there was Sonny and Cher, and I think they might have been right before us. I know they had their TV show right before we did.
Yeah, but you notice you're still together talking to
me. That's right. We are. Yeah, and we celebrate our 31st wedding anniversary next month, so that's pretty good.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's very tough in any situation to make a marriage last. How do you do it in the middle of the entertainment business?
Well, first of all, we don't live where most entertainers do. We left L.A. in 1984 and moved up to northern Nevada and near Reno.
Yeah.
And, you know, just to get away from the show busy thing that's always in L.A., no matter where you go, you know, the dry cleaners, there's, you know, the guy there has your next hit written for you. So we just kind of wanted to live a more normal life.
I think a lot of people also in the entertainment business are competitive by nature. And
yeah.
I'm not a competitor. I mean, I was always the last guy to be chosen on the baseball team and didn't even get heard about it. It didn't even bother me.
Well, Daryl and I don't compete with each other. We're not like two actors, you know.
Yeah, that's interesting. You're right.
We enhance each other. I can't do what he does and he can't do what I do. So together we kind of make up, you know, the musical thing.
Well, that's a good point. We're talking with the Captain and Tennille. Now, you're right, because, Daryl, if you were more Jerry Lewis-ish, you would have been trying to upstage her in every number, every appearance.
Although I got a little worried about myself on this last film we did, Casper. We did it the first time we've ever done a voiceover animated film, and they asked me to do rap. The minute there, I thought I was competing with Tony.
Absolutely. Well, I would never do rap, Daryl. That's just you that gets to do that.
Well, that was good. She didn't do it.
But you're right. A lot of the credit must go to you, because otherwise Tony Tennille would have had that Dean Martin look in his eyes. Like, you're trying not to get annoyed at the partner upstaging him or everything.
Well, you're not looking at me right now. No. And also another thing that we figured out, Paul, a long time ago was, we live together and we work together, and that is a lot of together. so one of the things we figured out for that works for our relationship is we give each other plenty of room, a lot of space. So, for example, when we were on the road all the time, we always got two rooms connecting in our hotel, so that we had two TVs, two bathrooms. Nobody had to yell, fight over what we're going to watch on TV. And if either of us got sick of the other, we just went in the other room.
Hey, what a perfect...
To this day, we have two houses down here in the...
No, we don't. No.
Well, what a perfect formula. Every wife should take note of that. That's what they should do for their husband.
Well, no, for their husband.
No, so that he doesn't have to, he's got his own room, his own TV. He can watch whatever he wants to watch.
Yeah, in fact, we went so far up at... we live in our house up north is in a... I say was because it's in escrow right now. In a rural area where we had, at the time we first built it, we had satellite, was that what we had, Daryl? Satellite.
Those giant 10-foot.
Those giant things, and we got two of them. So I could watch what I wanted, and he could watch what he wanted.
Well, that's interesting.
Well, didn't mention the barn.
The barn?
Yes.
Oh, he had his own office out in the barn, so I wouldn't have to see him all day.
Well, this is perfect. I like this. You should write a book about this, how to make a marriage last.
Well, you know what works for us might not work for somebody else. So I think anybody who thinks they have the answers to how a marriage works are probably wrong.
Well,
we just have to go with what works for us.
Well, we're talking to Captain Teal. Hey, let me get back to that period. You go to A&M and your first record. Now, and then they wanted, they thought you needed something stronger to start with. So they found Love Will Keep Us Together.
Right. In fact, we just about had the album completed, but they and we both felt we needed, it was ballad heavy, and we needed a more up-tempo tune. And actually, we found Love Will Keep Us Together because it was an A&R guy actually doing his job at A&M Records. He called us in and he said, look, I've got this album that Neil Sedaka released in England only. It's called Sedaka's Back. He said, there's some tunes on here I think would work for you guys.
No, but why? How come Sedaka didn't bring that tune here and make it work for him?
Because he was having a slow period, and he couldn't get anything released.
In the States he couldn't.
He couldn't do it in the States at the time.
But then you had a hit with that song, and then did that help launch his comeback, which he then had?
I think it did, because then he came back with Laughter in the Rain and all those other hits, and I think,
the Carpenters, Solitaire, didn't they do that?
Yeah, they did his Solitaire and some songs of his, so... I think as a songwriter, everybody sort of rediscovered him.
Wow. And then at the end of the record, you sing Sedaka's Back, giving him quite a nice plug there.
Well, that was the name of his album, Sedaka's Back. And we were so grateful, really, to have found the tune and how great it worked for us that that just sort of popped out naturally. And then we kept it. We thought, well, let's keep it because, he deserves it.
So unselfish, so ungenerous. Are you sure you're in show business?
Well, I don't think so. I hate show business.
Actually, we get a piece of his publishing.
No, we don't. I really hate show biz. I just like making music. And unfortunately, everybody in show business is stuck with the business part of it.
Yeah. Well, we're talking with Captain Teal. You sound like two of the nicest people in the world. And now tell us all the things you're up to now. You're doing a million things at once.
Well, we're not really. We do have on Cartoon Channel Network, the film, animated film we did called Casper's Scare School.
Casper the Friendly Ghost.
And it's based on the character Casper the Friendly Ghost, who I just loved when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And we got a call last year from the producer asking us if we'd be interested in voicing a character and doing a couple of songs for the score. And I had never done voicing of a character, and I thought that would be a lot of fun to do.
And I wasn't sure at all.
No, we didn't. And actually, Daryl says they probably didn't even know what I sounded like because he talked so little, but...
What network is that on? That's on...
It's on Cartoon Network.
Cartoon Network, of course.
And it's a full-length feature film called Casper's Scare School. And Daryl and I play a two-headed character, two heads on one body.
Oh, it's typecasting.
Yeah, it's typecasting.
How do you know that?
We are the ankle. Our character's called the ankle, and it's Aunt Belle and Uncle Murray.
If you want a taste of that, you can go to their website, too.
Yeah, CasperScareSchool.com. And you can actually hear the songs and see what the characters look like.
Oh, everybody should do that. CasperScareSchool.com?
Yeah, it's not... it's just Casper.
Yeah. It's not plural.
It's just CasperScareSchool.com. And the songs are on there. You can hear Daryl rap in the middle of the first song
you listen
to. And
I want feedback from the audience. Right. I think I did okay.
And you guys have a great website.
Thank you. Well, Daryl is our webmaster.
Oh.
And, that's the other thing that we have coming out this in time for Christmas this year. Our very first ever only Christmas CD. It's got four original Christmas songs that I wrote. It's got some kind of different Christmas songs that we have a couple of classics in there. But for the most part, the songs are kind of unfamiliar, I think, to a lot of people. But they're wonderful songs, including one called I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas that kids are going to love. And Daryl did wonderful things with that hippopotamus. In fact, you can hear him in the instrumental burp and say, I'm hungry.
Yeah, the hippo. You can.
The hippo. Not Daryl, but the hippo does that.
Well, that's great. Now, your website, is it CaptainAndTennille.com?
It's CaptainAndTennille.net.
.net, okay.
Yeah, and I actually write a weekly column in there. I don't want to call it a blog because I'm not in the blogosphere on purpose. I just have it there for people who are interested enough to go to our website. But I write a new column every week, so, you know, about our, you know, stuff we've done in the past and stuff that's going on now and just my thoughts on whatever.
Oh, that's great. So everybody should check out CaptainAndTennille.net. Well,
right.
The Captain and Tennille, Tony Tennille, Daryl Dragon, thanks for being with us.
Hey, thank you so much. And hello to our wonderful fans in New York City. We've always loved them there. They're great.
Well, let's talk again sometime soon.
All right. I'd love it.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.